And welcome back to the roundtable. This is Ian Pickus filling in this segment for Joe Donahue. It's a highlight of the week right now because we're talking about books with our independent bookseller of the week, and it's Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery. And she has, well, maybe pulled her back bringing some of these books in today. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's the part of the year when it's time to buy books and give them as gifts, and that certainly is a good idea with the ones you've brought, starting with the biggest book I've maybe ever seen.
Yeah. This is actually, I have been waiting for this book to come out for many, many, many months. I'm literally, when I pulled this book out of the box, I clutched it to myself like an old friend visiting from long, long ago. It is called The Grand Medieval Bestiary, Animals in Illuminated Manuscripts, and it's glorious. It's gorgeous.
It's humongous. I mean, if you're watching on the webcam, I can barely lift it.
It's true. It's a very large, it's a very gifty art book, and it's price reflects that. It is not an inexpensive title. However, it is perfect if you have art lovers, somebody who really cherishes this type of work. These are wonderfully beautiful medieval manuscripts, the illustrated manuscripts, tapestries, et cetera, et cetera. And the authors have gone through and really given up the symbolism of the main animals in each of the depictions. Really, I just hope somebody out there will find this book and love it and cherish it and put it on the pedestal that it deserves. And it will need one.
It could be its own pedestal.
It really could. But it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. So please check it out and see what
you're going to need. A strong coffee table,
I think. Yes, indeed.
Some reinforcements.
The next one that I really love is also an art type book. It's called Safari, a Foticular Book.
I have this one too.
Yes, and it's really phenomenal. It's like kind of watching a video in book form. It's similar to the books like Waddle and Gallop, where the pictures move as you open and close the pages. But they're videos. I mean, they look like videos that are streaming through. And there are 8 different safari animals, and they give you all sorts of lovely facts and information about them. So if you're got an animal lover in your family and you just want something really unique and different, this is the book for you.
I've been zoning out for the last couple of minutes watching. Yeah. I'm making the zebra walk.
It's really great.
It has kind of the Edward Muybridge, I'm not sure how to say his last name, effect. You know, that video of the footfalls?
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling right now.
It's absolutely, they're beautiful. And they're really, it's fun. You can really just lift the pages back and forth over and over and not tire of it.
And you can do that on the radio, apparently.
The other book that I have been waiting months and months and months to come out, just released today, it is called Falling Kingdoms by Morgan Rhodes. This book captivated me back in the spring when I read a galley of it. It is a fantasy that will, I believe, appeal to fans of George R.R. Martin and the Game of Thrones, Sons of Fire and Ice. I like to refer to this as a streamlined sort of George R.R. Martin light. It is billed as a young adult novel. However, I think that this has so much going on. It has all of those gray areas of morality and politics and class systems and social systems, and it's got 3 different realms that are built up in a really beautiful, believable way. Forbidden magic is a part of this whole thing. And the main characters are teenagers, which is part of why it gets the label of the YA.
Sure.
But it has all of that intrigue and all the machinations and all of that really juicy stuff. But it doesn't have so many characters that you get bogged down in subplots and twists and threads and things like that. If you get a little bit confused with the high fantasy, but you like that genre, this is a really, really, really good book. I want everybody to read it. I just do. I can't say enough about it.
What's the title again?
Falling Kingdoms.
I bet you're besieged when there's any sort of international bestseller with imitators.
You know, I wouldn't even say that this is an imitator. I just think when I read it, that was the first thing I thought of was, oh my God, this is the perfect, like it's the beginning of, I think, a trilogy. But because because it's a YA novel, these books are going to come out in a really rapid succession, as opposed to George R. R. Martin, who you're going to wait 5 years at least for the next book.
She
said
this. Angrily.
I know. It takes him forever. But we love him, and I love her. This book is phenomenal, phenomenal.
There you have it.
And that's Falling Kingdoms by Morgan Rhodes. The next one I want to talk about is an interesting local history book called The Lost Ski Areas of the Southern Adirondacks by Jeremy K. Davis.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is exactly what it says it is in the title. But it's this really sort of nostalgic homage to all of these lost little independent ski resorts and, you know, lifts that have come and gone through the years. So if you've got fans of skiing in your family and you just want a nice little extra to add into their gift basket, then I think that is the perfect book for you. We do have autographed copies at the store, and it's just a great, good fun.
Are you a skier?
No.
No.
No, sadly,
me neither.
No.
I used to be. I used to go when I was much, much younger, but then I realized I don't like winter.
No, so, nor I. So, yeah.
I don't want to play in the snow anymore.
No, I tend to hibernate a bit and do my indoor activities.
But no, I've been to Royal Mountain and West and Willard, so that's there is a bit of nostalgia for
the
Adirondack
is.
Ski area.
And it's different, you know, the old-timey ski lifts and things. It has a whole different feel, and it was a very family-oriented atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, Lost Ski Areas of the Southern Adirondacks. Another local that I really love is Kurt Vonnegut. And there's a new book out about him. Well, his letters. It's Kurt Vonnegut letters. They
heard
have been
about this one on the roundtable the
other
day.
It's really, I think, you know, if we can't have him back, it's a good way to keep his writing alive, right? I mean, it's everything that you've come to expect from Kurt Vonnegut in letter form. So you get the voyeurism, yay, which I love too. It's always kind of fun to read people's letters. And it gives you, a deeper sense of who he was as a person, even though I think that was all very clear in everything he wrote.
Yeah, and especially when a writer is able to live long enough to know that the letters will be read for posterity in a way. It always adds another interesting level to it.
It does.
I'm looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you don't read them in, all at once, it's just fun to flip open the pages and just see what he has to say.
Sure.
The next one I wanted to talk about is this really delightful international sensation called The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared by Jonasson. This really has swept the world, and it's like this little delightful romp of this man who turns 100 and decides he doesn't want to deal with that and leaves his retirement home, just jumps out the window, hops a bus, deciding that he's going to, go as far as he can with the change in his pocket. But then along the way, he decides to steal another person's suitcase. And in that is a lot of money, and he gets into all sorts of trouble with criminals and cops alike, and he just has this wild adventure. And as he goes through this adventure, there are these wonderful scenes throughout history where he has also had delightful adventures. So you meet all sorts of historical figures throughout the world. It's just this wild romp. It's a delight, an absolute delight. And I think this is going to be that tiny little sleeper that's going to appeal to pretty much anybody whose hands you put it into. So check it out. The 100-Year-Old Man. Who,
kind of a No Country for Old Man.
Yeah, no. I think it's gentler than that. Much, much gentler. It's more like Forrest Gump.
Gotcha.
So The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. Also a delight is The Marseille Caper by Peter Mayle. This is sort of a fun mystery that picks up after The Vintage Caper leaves off. And it's, the southern French countryside, coastal towns, and good food, good wine, good characters, delight.
When do we leave?
I know, right? Let's go. Armchair tourism at its best. And it's got a fun little mystery, this sort of real estate grab that people are getting, crazy over and all that good stuff. But it's, again, very charming, very light, but super fun. I think a great way to pass the time. So that's The Marseille Caper by Peter Mayle. I think we're doing all right on this. Super fun sports book of this season, The Last Headbangers, NFL and the Rowdy Reckless 1970s by Kevin Cook. So if you've got a sports fan in your family, man, this is the book to get him.
That one's on my desk right now.
Yeah, I think that is it's in a bygone era before things became what they are now, and it was sort of the last decade not really sure what the term is I want to use, but rowdy and reckless.
Smash mouth?
Yeah.
Smash mouth football?
Smash mouth is great. I love that. Excellent.
Yeah. Credit to Mike Ditka.
All right. Thank you.
But you're right. You know, a lot of, we've been talking about concussions in football.
Yeah.
And, you know, slowing the game down a little and all that. And you feel for the players who are having brain injuries. That's certainly a terrible issue. And the league's trying to make it seem like it's caring about that for the first time ever. But then you read, past era of NFL football was completely different, and
totally. People
didn't think about the consequences.
No, they lived a sort of rough life, but it sounds like they had a lot of fun while doing it, that's for sure,
Yeah. Despite
the injuries, et cetera. Totally different era, but I think that's a fun book for your sports fans.
Especially if you're a Jets fan and, you know, the season's about to end and you want to extend your football interest for a couple more weeks.
So, yeah, The Last Headbangers by Kevin Cook. Next, I want to talk about The City of Dark Magic by Magnus Flight, which is, of course, a pen name for Meg Howry and Christina Lynch. And I think the pen name really says it all. My notes on this one are simply Prague, Beethoven, dwarves, alchemy, castles, nefarious schemes, potential suicides, time-traveling princes, really, sex, and good versus evil.
Well, then.
I think that's going to be just so much fun. So fans who read and loved Discovery of Witches and that whole sequence, I think should pick this one up and be delighted and enjoy the history and the cheekiness of The City of Dark Magic.
Well said.
Thank you.
I want to know the rest of your notes after that one.
I just wrote, it's really my kind of book.
So
there is.
So we're learning a little bit more about you today, Amy.
A little bit more about me, yeah. Then there is Sutton by J.R. Moringer, which is this delightful historical fiction of real-life bank robber Willie Sutton. And It takes place in 1969 when he was released from prison. He went out for an evening with a photographer and a journalist and told them his story. And this is the fictionalized account of that evening and the story therein.
I heard an interview with the author, and he said, you know, if you can't get to the truth through historical fiction, then, you know, you're not doing it right, which
yeah.
I thought was pretty interesting. And this sounds like a good read. I was pretty intrigued by the idea of a bank robber who can effectively talk his way out of a prison sentence.
I know, right? Well, and he was such a beloved folk hero of the time. I think this was a great subject for him. The author also had previously written, I think this was his last book, was The Tender Bar, which was many years ago, but that was awesome.
And that was the memoir of growing up in a bar, basically, and I think in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's got a great way of looking at life. It's just fascinating. So I think for history buffs, particularly within the last, you know, century or so, this is going to be a really fun historical fiction to read, full of facts and fantasies as well.
Awesome.
So that's Sutton by J.R. Moringer. And the last book on my list, and I think we're pulling it in just at the right time.
Well, you could talk about it for 3 minutes. How about that?
Really? We have 3 minutes? I'm going to go back. It's Julie Andrews, right? She's written this... Well, she's collected a treasury for all seasons of poems and songs to celebrate the year. And it's just a really nice gift for the family, I think. Mm. You know, you got small kids and you want to give something special. This is a lovely, lovely book because nobody picks out better poems and songs for kids than she. So that, in my world, is a great, great family book. And since I have a few minutes,
yes.
I am going to talk about something very exciting at the store. We are now selling e-readers at our store.
Since
Yay!
When?
They just came out at the end of November. They are Kobos. We have the Kobo Mini and the Kobo Glow. I wish I had brought them with me, but I didn't.
That's
sorry
okay.
About
We've
that.
Got some marching animals
okay.
to.
Yes,
I
know.
Look at
right? But in the meantime, for those who are thinking of buying e-readers for their loved ones this holiday season, please stop into our store and give a look-see at these new lovely, lovely devices. The Mini is at the lesser price. price point of $79.99, and it fits very handily in a coat pocket. And it's very lightweight. It's obviously smaller than the Glow, but the Glow has the light, so that if you're looking for that,
hiding under the covers.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? Yep. No more flashlights. It's kind of not the same.
No,
you know? But
it's not.
Still, technology advances and we must advance with it. So we have no choice in the matter. But I think this is a wonderful, wonderful solution for those who want to stay independent and support their independence. This is a great, great way to really get out there and get the best of both worlds, because you can buy it from us, you can buy the ebooks from us through our website. It's wonderful, and I'm very excited to have this as part of our holiday season this year.
Well, congrats. Let me put you on the spot. Do you use an e-reader ever? Do you?
I have one.
Yeah.
Really, given the nature of my job, we get so many. I have access to books every day.
You could be describing the station the same way.
Yeah. So it's almost a superfluous device. But I will say this. I do think it is the best thing to travel with because that has just made travel so much easier, where I don't have to buy the book and bring like a whole suitcase full of books with me, because you never know what you're in the
especially
mood for.
Especially if it's this one.
I know, right?
You never get through security.
Although I'll tell you, man, that is a book, that Grand Medieval Bestiary, that you could never, ever duplicate on an e-reader. I don't care how sophisticated the device is. You'll just never get the same experience. That is like museum quality literature right there. I mean, that's like... It's like reading the OED in my mind. You know, you have to set it up. It needs and deserves a beautiful presentation, which is why I think it's one of the best gift books I have ever seen. I'm practically in love with that book, if there is such a thing, but I revere that inanimate object.
Well, thank you for bringing it in. I know it was heavy to carry.
It is, that's but great. It's worth it, and I want to share it with as many people as I can. So I'm glad you got a chance to see it.
Me too. And for more information on Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and their great works, you can go to opendoor-bookstore.com or just visit them on J Street in Schenectady. Amy Lane, thank you for rolling with the punches today and talking to me instead of Joe. It was a pleasure to go through your book list with
Likewise.
You. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.